This is good to my insides.
Thank the Lord.
Thank the Lord. That's a message in every one of these songs.
Yes.
We thank the Lord for the goodness of God unto us. He's been real good to every one of us this day.
Yes.
We have something to be thankful for. Appreciate it. Out on this dark world, Savior, am I. Be thou my helper, O hear my cry. Thou art my portion, all is in thee. O let thy mighty hand ever lead me. That's the heart's desire and the groanings of every saint of God. Let the Lord lead me. If God leads, we'll never go wrong. We come to places sometimes, we make mistakes. When we did, we got out from behind, got away from the leading God, because he don't make any mistakes. We thank the Lord for it. Trust we won't be up here too long. Like my wife, she said, shut your mouth. But she ain't here. I'm kind of free from that tonight. We out, Johnny. Sheltering that snow, I'll tell them I'm out here enjoying this good weather in California. And it was snowing in a big snowstorm there. So God help us out. We thank the Lord for being here tonight. May God deal with our souls. Now, we're going to talk, it's an old familiar text. But I started to say there's so many people running this way and running that way. Things are happening, dividing the saints, dividing the sheep.
That's the Lord.
Scattering them about here and there. One called me, I might have mentioned this the other night, but one thing I didn't mention was I told him, I said, I'm not going to have you scattering these few little sheep and they'll be confused and crying and going this way and that. From here on out, you see me first. So, God help us out tonight.
Yes, Lord.
A shepherd, as it were. The sheep is in a pen. There's a gate, or there's an opening. He is to lay right across that gate. That opening there. Before the wolf can get to the sheep, got to contact the shepherd first if he's watching. He sees the wolf afar off. We appreciate the mercy of God tonight. We're going to talk about the oneness of God's children. We hope we can keep those that we already got. Don't lose the one. And we can gain some more. Because, you know, we hear people talking about them getting weary. And one said, it's so drowsy. Nothing to do. God help us. Brother Bruno, you just don't know. You don't ever have no trouble. I said, you just don't know Brother Bruno's case. He have plenty of trouble. But I can tell you one thing. If you want to work, there's plenty of work to do.
Yes.
The vineyard is, the field is white and the labor's a few. It's plenty of work to do. And God bless us. I mentioned the first night I was here about power and prayer and our service and our midst. It's needed so bad.
Yes.
May God help us if we can come to the place where every one of us will get one in heart,
yes.
One in spirit,
yes.
One in doctrine. One in faith and one in love, you're going to see something happen right here in Bakersfield. Out you on an Ohio, too. But the enemy, he has a thing you call a wrecking ball. He get us suspicious of one another, doubting this and doubting that, wondering if this is true and wondering if it's not. Children, we don't have to wonder about this thing. When we get it in the soul and get it there like it's supposed to be and like it really works, we don't have to wonder about it. I know that my Redeemer liveth. And I know that he shall stand upon earth in the latter day. Didn't he stand down here? I've heard him by the ear. But now I see him with the eye. My Redeemer, the great King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, he's got everything under his control.
Yes.
It may not look like it sometimes, but God has all things under his control.
Yes.
Whatever he says, that's the way it's going to be. And that's the way it is. And God bless you and I. There's an old song about, let me love you more and more. Somebody find that and read that second, read the second verse. I think it's in our book.
460.
Let me love thee more and more. Find that and read it for us. Let's see what that say. 460.
Let me love thee more and more.
Let me, not her or him or thee, let me do it. Amen. Till this fleeting life is over.
Till my soul is lost in love.
Lost in love.
In a brighter, brighter
drowned in the great love of God. Brighter, brighter world above.
Every day, every hour.
Every day and every hour.
Let me feel thy cleansing power.
Let me feel thy cleansing power. The word, the salvation of God working on the inside, working in the soul. Working in here and then coming out in our members.
May thy
tender love to me.
Bind me closer, closer, Lord, to thee.
May God bless us and help us out. All right, we mentioned it yesterday, maybe. As he is, so are we in this world. He said something here. Through this changing world below. It is a changing world. You can't depend on material things anymore. Used to be a man, when he promised you to do something, he was going to do it. If he didn't get killed or get sick or something, he stayed with his word.
Yeah.
And they said at that time, a man's word is his bond. And you know, if you get to a place where your word ain't no good, the Lord help us. Man's word ain't no good. He won't tell the truth. He don't mean it. He's just talking. Oh, let that not be once named among the holy folks.
Yes, Lord.
Because when a saint of God said he's going to do something, he's going to do it. I said, no, I can't do that. He means, you know, he says what he means, he means what he say. Lord, be with us tonight. We're going to have to love one another. How can you love him whom you have not seen? And despise your brother whom you have seen. Oh, child, I'm sure glad to see you. After they're gone, I thought they never would leave. But I was glad to see you. Saints of God, the song we sung tonight about being strong, it's going to take that to go this way. We can't be playing around. Just doing what I think is right. We're going to have to be strong.
Yeah.
An old song, I mean an old saying when I was quite young, only the strong is going to survive, and that's the true saying. Because we are in a fight, in a battle. And everything we get from God today, we're going to have to fight for it, because the devil is out to contest you in every way you turn.
Amen.
And divided we fold. Together we stand. There is power in unity, in oneness. And the way to do this is, we're going to have to get real little in our own eyes. Real small in our own eyes.
Yes.
And my brother can do that a little bit better than I can. What was that, preferring your brother?
Yes.
Yeah, he's a little bit better equipped. He can do it a little better than I can. And mean it in your heart. Don't just say it, just be saying something. But mean it in your heart. When you were little in your own eyes, the Lord sent you on a mission. But he got something happened. He got puffed up and took things in his own hand and destroyed his own soul. Lost his position, his job, lost his soul, went right down and finally wound up dealing with the voodooers or witchcraft, whatever them fellows is. When he was in favor with God, he went out and destroyed all he could find.
Yes.
One got away. A lady told me one time, she went to see a hoodoo man. She was testifying to being saved. She said, you know what that man told me? I made it there just in time. Them folks are going to kill you. Them, who was the folks? Well, I don't know who they were, but he told me you just made you in time. They were going to kill you. I said, he saw you coming and saw your pocketbook before you pulled it out. And he told me that God needed his help to help other folks. I said, sister, you ain't never been wrong before. This is one time you're wrong. God don't need nobody to help him. All power in heaven and in earth is in my hand. Him up there. And then I'll be with you even unto the end of the world. Why would I need to go get a hoodoo doctor to help you out? God help us. Brother, let's see. You know Wayman Posey's in-laws, the Poseys?
Yes.
Brother Posey? Brother Posey was depending on that stuff one time. And I told him, I said, Brother Posey, he wasn't saved at this time. Don't get me wrong there. But he got saved shortly after. He was running out that hoodoo stuff. I said, you can't do nothing. I said, you and the rest of them can't. He's getting your money. At that time, they had killed Emmett Till and that white lady and them other black boys down in Alabama and buried them in under that dam. I said, why don't y'all do something to them folks that done that? Well, I said, I never thought about that. Oh, well, I said, it's time you wake up and start thinking. He went to Cleveland to see his hoodoo doctor. And when he walked in, he said that doctor had two suitcases open and was throwing them. Shirts had been cleaned and pressed on them. They're just trumping them in there, getting them together. He tried to talk. He said, I ain't got time to talk. He said, the hoodoo's done hoodoo to hoodoo, and I'm getting out of this town. And he wouldn't even talk to me. He'd buckle up all that stuff and brother thing, and off the door and got in his car and left, he said. So, ain't nothing that stuff. The hoodoo's done hoodoo to hoodoo, and I'm gone. It's kind of amusing, but people will pay people to tell them that foolishness and get their money and then get gone.
Yes, so.
George Jetta. That's another one of Nancy's uncles. He paid a woman $85 one time. And I was staying with his house. Stayed at his house pretty regular time. He stayed between Akron and Sandusky. Big fine farm home out there. And I used to go in and out there and stay. And this lady came there one day, and he gave her $85. And she said, Mr. Jetta, you were driving an old road truck. You're going to have the best week you ever had in your life. He got four or five tickets, and he was so near going to jail, I had to got in my car, me and him, and drove way down to the southern part of the state of Ohio to appear in court for him. To tell him I know him, and he's... I believe if you lie him another chance, he won't do that no more. I spoke and he said, if I ever see that woman again, she's going to give me my mind. I said, that's it, if you ever see it. So they just see them folks coming and get that money and then you don't see them no more. Hoodooism. That stuff. Hoodooism and fortune tellers.
Wow.
Let me see your hand. Give me a coffee cup. Take that coffee and drink it up and look down in the air. I see something good coming your way. I was walking along in a big, great big place out from town there that's an open. You can buy anything out there on Mondays and Thursdays you can buy downtown. I don't care what it is. They don't sell automobiles, but anything goes to home and out, you can buy it out there. So I was out there one day walking across that field and I saw this old woman grinning looking at me. And I didn't feel no tension. I just kept on looking around and I looked up. She was still grinning coming toward me. I see something real good. I said, I got too much light to go for that foolishness you were talking about, the way she went. All right, may the Lord help the family of God tonight. You get your Bibles and read. Someone get John 11, 50. Call it out so I'll know. We'll try to get through here as quick as we can.
What was that scripture?
John 11, 52.
John 11, 52.
All right. 1 Corinthians 1, 10. Ephesians 4:3. All right, and Hebrews 12:22.
Hebrews 12:22.
1 Timothy 3:15. Genesis 11:1.
11:1.
We're going to get started right here. May the Lord bless us and help us out. Remember, everyone in here that's saved, you have been a partaker of the divine nature of Christ. And that ought to make us kind of like our Father. We got the same spirit that He has. He had a forgiving spirit.
Yes.
He had the spirit of love.
Yes.
Gentleness. Long-suffering. Patience. All of those things, because if He hadn't waited on me, I'd have been dead in hell a long time ago.
Yes, Lord.
He waited on me. I had to outrun some folks and get away from a time or two. Got him looking at Bill and thought, sure, I was going to get killed that night. And then the man sent me word, I'm going to kill him. I'm going to kill you. And just, I was just a bad old boy, just devilish and mean and foolish. And I've often wished, I was raised around Harmon, Oklahoma, and I've only had a chance to preach there one time since I've been saved. I've often said to myself, I wish those people that I mistreated in that town were living, and I could tell them how sorry I am and how much I love them. But God saw all of that. He blessed me to escape and helped me around it. Now, we're walking in the path. What's that song called? Highway of the King. That's the pathway of the just. Highway of the King has got a little different title. And I'm glad to be one of the blood washed.
Yes, Lord. Amen.
I thank the Lord for it. And when I got saved, all that junk went out the window. And when God said, "Folk, peace to my soul," and I felt the joy bells of heaven and the sweetness of the sugar, the honey. You know, this salvation, you know, when honey, you keep honey so long, it turns to sugar.
Yes.
Sometimes these men, the wives are going to get where they can't operate like they used to, and things are going to, they quit them and leave them. I told me and my wife, we're going to ride this thing out together. Been with us so long, it's only got sugar good now. Love them. One woman tried to throw some stuff. I said, "Listen, lady, I got a good wife, and I'm not looking at nobody. I ain't got time. Nobody." I tell you, young boys and young girls, be careful and take care of yourself. Don't let these glib-tongued boys out-talk you. Stay out of close places with them.
Yes.
Because he'll out-talk and mess you up, and then you won't see him no more for a long time. And keep yourself pure. Keep yourself clean.
Yes, Lord.
God has need of you.
Yes.
So just make a real saint, a stalwart.
Yes.
A prayer warrior. Somebody mentioned that here since I've been here. It's needed so bad. And may God bless us when I prayer warrior. Saints, when we get on our knees to pray. I remember when Sister Virginia was a younger lady than what she is now. She's still not old one, but she's younger. That congregation, when they hit the floor, there'd be two or three of them praying. Mm. When each one heard each other, there was some two would back off. But everyone was ready to pray when they come to service. Do you pray at home, or do you just get out and be quiet? Huh? You know, we say, we act out here, out yonder, just like we act at home. That's all right? Is that all right?
Amen.
Let's don't act at home like we act here. Not in praying. Well, I prayed last night. Well, if nobody don't pray, pray tonight.
Yes.
If nobody don't pray, pray tomorrow night. The scripture speaks about provoking one another to jealousy by our good works. Don't you know if you make a prayer warrior yourself, you're going to inspire somebody else to be one of them?
Yes, Lord.
There may be some in here that are older than you are. And you get to the place where you're really out on the battlefield fighting, you're going to gain ground on these older ones, and they're going to look around and say, look at that child, that guy, she ain't been saved so long. He just got saved not too long ago. And I'm going to have to be what I've been doing. That'll cause him, he may have to run under, you push him a little bit because you're getting too close to him. But you pray, if nobody else don't pray tomorrow, and I do the same thing over again. If they don't pray, you pray.
Yes.
Isn't there a song that says something about prayer is the key?
Yes.
On the bending knee, opens the morning's fresh hours.
Yes.
Lord, help us. Let's see, what was the first one I gave out? John 11:52. We better get to say something here before time run out.
And not for that nation only, but that also he should gather together in one the children of God that were scattered abroad.
Amen. That were scattered abroad. All right. His children of God had been scattered. And I say tonight there's some saints somewhere scattered around. Don't know where we are, and they're not satisfied where they are, but they don't know what else to do. Scattered abroad. I pastored 6 Germans up home, plus the little old bunch I'm with over there, for 3 years. They didn't know, they'd never heard of the Eden Light Church of God. And they were fixed to quit that building and come and unite with the saints of God and some of the kinfolks. A little jackleg preacher showed up and convinced them as best, let me be the pastor. He turned those folks and they sent off. He was a president of a big campground up in northern Michigan, one down in the southern part of the state of Ohio. Been in contact with a lot of people, and anything that names the Church of God is all right with him. He ain't got nothing. And I told him, I said, you get a preacher in here that's not sanctified and not very many of you is, you may hate the day you ever seen him. The man would joke, he'll tell funny stories and things like that. And when he do that, they look at me. I still go out there and preach once in a while. They got some little fellow come out of Pennsylvania and they was renting a couple of buildings in an old abandoned schoolhouse. Nice building. He's in the money. He saw that building and he went out and started getting up people. Got that building and they was expecting to pay $120,000 for it, and they let him have for $40,000. Fine, a whole school. Now they're hatching out preachers and gospel workers. I tell you that those, especially the Crowling, Sister Brother Crowling and Sister Vita, and Sister Jerry Lee, and she got 2 little girl and little boy there. They still treat me just as nice as I'd ever want to be treated. And I believe if there's ever anybody who's saved, those Crowlings are saved. She was lying at the point of death. Had changed colors. You know that there's a dull gray look on a person when he's dying?
Yes.
That had come all over her face. And we told her, Sister Crowder, we're not going to give you up. I know you're real sick. But I didn't tell her she was dying, but her husband seen it, but he didn't tell me, and I didn't tell him nothing. We kept praying honestly for her. I said, now, if you can believe, you don't have to die. So we came back next 2 or 3 days, 4 days maybe, and she said, Brother Bruno, the Lord told me in a dream or something the last night, if I would believe him, he'd heal me. I said, you got your healing if you can hold that. We prayed for that old lady. She'd been up and gone her way, just going where she wanted to go. And she had told the neighbor right next door. That's a very, not in reflection on white people, but there's a very, very crowded place with Ku Klux Klan out there. And I feel very uncomfortable myself when I'm riding up down them streets out there. And she stood up there one day before me. And she said, I don't want a white preacher in this town to say nothing about me if I die. I got a black man talking about me. I was kind of scared me a little bit. But any time that you can find one that's deep in that, he can say that, he ain't playing. I think a lot of the crawlings. I would to God, I'm sorry that Tom Rimmel showed up there before they got come out of that thing, but nevertheless, the devil, he's listening also.
Amen.
All right, that he would gather together, get those that's been scattered. All right, Ephesians. That was that First Corinthians, I guess it was 1:10. I'm pleading your case tonight. I beseech you, beg of you, brothers and sisters here in this congregation here in Bakersfield, California.
By the name of our Lord Jesus,
we're coming in the name of the Lord.
That you all speak the same thing.
I want you to speak the same thing. Wait a minute now. In order to speak the same thing, you're going to have the same spirit.
Yes.
You're going to have to be sure enough saved. You're going to have to be consecrated and dedicated to God. Whatever come or go, I'm saved, I'm sanctified, kept by the power of God, dedicated, live or die. I'm going to stay with the saints. I'm not going to leave them.
Yeah.
And then you can speak the same things. Spirit of God will teach you what to say. It will agree with what you say. It will tell you things to come.
Yeah.
Bring to your memory the things that the Lord has spoken.
Yeah.
All right, read on.
And let there be no division.
Don't let nothing divide you, sisters and brothers and saints here in this country. Don't let I don't care. There are people who will come to you to tell you something about your husband. I'll tell you something about your wife. Want you to go to looking at them for him. Don't you pay that no attention. Do them just like I did when the lady told me, talking about Sister Catherine. I said, Sister Catherine ain't this. I said, I love Sister Catherine. She did that 3 times, and every time she said I met her with, I love Sister Catherine. And I haven't heard that no more. When somebody come to tell you, remember, the dog mama used to say to bring a bone will carry one. They'll tell you things to get trouble started in your home, and then what? Just don't a tattletale.
Yes.
Who is that, a tail bearer? What the Bible say about a tail bearer? Separates ye friends. Tail bearer. You'll get some strife started. And if strife ever breaks out in this congregation, it'll tear all to pieces before you realize what's happening, what's taking place. He's subtle. The most subtle beast of the field. Sly, slick, and slimy. May the Lord help us out. All right. That you be perfectly joined together in the same mind.
And in the same judgment.
Thinking on God and God's ways.
Yes.
One girl got saved with us there. She's still in and out. But she said, this way is boring. I said, you need to get busy, that's all.
Yes.
You never have to get boring.
Yes.
Oh, I can find plenty to do, and I'm at home, even if it's snowing, just everything. I can find plenty to do right inside of my... What is that? Right here. Right here. You'll never be able to get... Eat too much of this and get stomach ache. And you can just keep busy. You know some people that are just not well that you can call. Cheer them on. It's a bad situation when you're real low sick. Lying flat on your back in a room and everybody sleep with you. Then daylight comes and maybe that next day you look up and here come a saint. Oh, that looks good, I'm telling you. That you all speak the same thing. Be joined together in the same mind.
Yes, Lord.
And in the same judgment. All right. I can't stand her. She gets on my nerves. And it's the way she talk. I just, something about it. In other words, you just don't like her. May the Lord help us. I hope I don't get run out of Bakersfield, but I'm going to tell you the truth. That's one thing I promise. I'm not a fireball preacher. I can't preach like Sister over here. And I haven't been preaching too long when I came the other time. I just started out there just not too long ago that time. But I'll tell you the truth. If I have to say dim and dat and da-da, and all, but I'll tell you the truth. That's one thing I promise you. So, God bless us and help us out, the same mind and same... Just be one. If there is a sister or a brother in the building tonight that cannot, they weak or they say, I can't stomach him or her. You get you some salve or some grace in your soul, that's stomaching type. It'll stop that. And refuse to talk about each other behind their back. Don't do it. Don't say nothing behind his back or her back that you wouldn't say to their face. Don't do that. The love of God.
Yes.
That's the binding force that is in salvation. That's the ingredient that binds us together is love.
Yes.
And it says in so many places, love one another. Old St. John, I believe, said he was about 95 or 98 years old when he died. Before he died, or when he died. But he got too old to walk. They would have to carry him into the building and set him down there. And every once in a while, he said, little children, love one another.
Yes.
Oh, that's an exhortation that's worth gold.
Yes.
Little children, be little in your own eyes and love one another. And if you have aught against your brother or sister, go get it out. That's easy. God help us out. If sometime we may have to go to the altar, that's easy. If it's something about Brother Bruins and not even working this right, I wish the Lord would find out. I'd get right down and ask him, brother, y'all come pray for me. Because that's good for you. There's where you got your strength from to start with. What's happened to it since you started? It's still good. Ain't it right, dog? Sure it is. These little girls here, I believe, when I was here last year, I asked about dying and going to heaven. Both of them shook their hands. Are we ready, Brother Brown? I went back home telling that. We got some over there, the little fellows that gets kind of unruly sometimes. I said, two little girls that told me they was ready to go to heaven. All right, let's see. What else we have here next year now is Ephesians, I believe it was. 4:3.
With all lowliness and meekness, with long suffering, forbearing one another in love. Endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace.
Is that something? Endeavoring. With all lowliness. Humble. Meekness. As a verse says something about a meek and a quiet spirit, which in the sight of God is of a great price. I don't have to have the last word, Brother Arthur. I don't have to have the last word. And I want to tell you, some silence is golden sometimes. We're not sorry for what we did not say, but what we did say was got us in trouble. Learn how to get you some, Brother Warren says, some shut-up grace. Sometimes it's pretty hard. You got to swallow pretty hard sometimes, but swallow it and be quiet. It'll pay off in the later years if you learn. You know, the old saying is, when we were used to go around, going to school, said, if at first you try and do not succeed, try again. I was small when I first read that. And that goes for salvation. If you're failing somewhere, don't quit.
Amen.
And if you happen to lose out, don't leave the saints. Because you never know when you be there just at the right time and the Lord will pass by with your salvation. He'll touch your heart when something's going on. But if you leave and get into the distance, well, anything's liable to happen. One with the saints of God. And here it says here, endeavor. Endeavoring means to work at it. Labor hard. Do the very best you can to correct whatever needs to be corrected. And Lord, let me love my sister, my brother, more and more. Because the same love that God give unto you and I is the same love He had when He walked around you on the ground. Endeavor. Work hard to keep the unity. Not union. Unity. Somewhere it says something about being compacted together.
Yes.
Who ain't ever seen a compactor? You seen one ever. You know the compactor? When he rolls over something, it's flat, isn't it? When he rolls over some tin cans are laying out there and he smashed them things, you can't hardly tear them things apart because they're compacted together. That's natural. But now the Holy Ghost is our compactor.
Yes.
And love of God in you and the love of God in you, it makes you love everybody. It makes you real little in your own sight.
Thank the Lord.
And in so doing, God's working when we can do these things, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace, bounded up, bound together, and ready to distribute, ready to communicate, ready to do what I can do to see to it that the church moves on. Sometime we get in a place, we come to a standstill. God don't want us to stay in a place like that. Because he shed his precious blood that you and I would carry on after he left here.
Yes.
His life has been cut off and taken from the earth. Who shall declare his generation? You and I. And I see where it says again, we are ambassadors for Christ. When the United States sends an ambassador to a foreign land, he's speaking for the president of America. He has the president and him being the commander-in-chief. Everything is subject to the president under him. And I represent the United States, an ambassador. He is to extol the good things that's in America.
Yes.
Tell about the good things that's over here, and the good things. All right. Now an ambassador for Christ. What do we got to tell?
Good
news. There's power in the blood today, I see. And when he set the poison sinner free, and now he's saving grace, that's tell me there's power in the blood of Jesus. There's power in the blood of Jesus. There's power in the blood of Jesus to save us. They wash every sin away. There's power in the blood of Jesus. You can tell them there's power, and you can back it up with the goods because you've got it on hand.
Yes.
We should be great demonstrators. God bless us. We ought to convince or to sell people on the idea that this God's way is best.
Yes.
How many in here ever seen a shoe muncher bend the shoe double demonstrating? Anybody ever seen that?
Yeah.
Who's that? Oh, Brother Frisco? Yeah. Who else? Yeah. Brother? They would take them shoes, and you're looking to buy a shoe, and he'd tell you this shoe will stand it, and he would bend it double. Put the toe in the heel. And when he turned it loose, he went right back to where he was before he bent.
Yeah,
I'll take that pair. you take one now and say, let me see if it'll stand it. Let me bend it double. No, don't. Don't bend that shoe because it won't stand. It wasn't made for that. God help us. What it is, it's a look-alike, not a look-alike, imitation. It's not the real thing. May God help us. All right. Endeavor to keep the unity of the faith, unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace.
Amen.
All right. You know Samuel, not Samuel, Eli. Eli was a priest for 40 years. He had the authority to destroy the Amorites that did that awful thing. Awful things, I say. But the Lord said, you have put your children above me. And he sent somebody over there and said, I'm going to destroy Eli's house and everything pertaining to him under the sun. I'm going to destroy it. I'm going to do something in Israel that the ears that hear it are going to tingle. You know what tingling is? I can't describe it, but I know what it is when my ears tingle. It's going to be something that's unusual. It's something that you'll be surprised at when you hear it. Because Eli didn't do what God told him to do. Them boys would go out there and ask for certain apostles on a meeting. If they didn't give them, he said, give me this or that. If you don't, I'm going to take it by force. God would destroy them. But there's power in the blood.
Yes. Let's see. Will.
There's power in the blood for our release. Power in the blood to bring soul peace. The merits of his blood will not decrease. There is power in the blood of Jesus. One place it says some old else will feel. That's what I'm looking at. Oh, yeah. All right. Read it. Yeah, that's it. That's the third verse.
There's power in his blood. All else will fail.
Amen.
There's power
in the blood of Jesus. All else is going to fail. But the blood of Jesus Christ, you know, some people can't stand a lot of blood. Here's one blood that won't make you faint. It'll bring you out of that fainty spell. Fainty way of living in hell will bring you out of that. All right, God bless and help us out now. What else we give out here? Hebrews 12:22.
But ye are come unto Mount Zion.
Listen, you have left the wall, the veil of darkness. I'm free from doubt and sin. I'm on my way to glory, praise the Lord, and I've come to Mount Zion.
And unto the city of the living
unto
God.
The city of the living, where God himself is the judge, he's the lawgiver, he's the king, and that's the city we're dwelling in. Found it, Lord, in thee.
Jerusalem.
What is it?
The heavenly Jerusalem.
The heavenly Jerusalem. Not this earthly one.
And to an innumerable company
you
of angels.
You can't even count the amount of angels that present here in this building tonight.
Thank the Lord.
12:22. Is that what you're reading at? Yes.
To the general assembly.
Amen. Listen at this. Read on.
The church of the firstborn.
Which
are written in heaven. And to God, the judge of all, and to the spirits of just men made perfect.
The spirits of justified saints made sanctified. Read on.
And to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, and to the blood of sprinkling that speaketh better things than that of Abel.
Read on.
See that you refuse not him that speaketh. But if they escape not who refused him that spake on earth, much more shall not we escape if we turn away from him that speaketh from heaven.
God bless us, holy. We don't have the time. There's so much good stuff, you know, when you get started. There's so many different messages that come out. You get this new, you get a message out of that, and just on and on and on. But may God, but part of his seed that you refuse not him that speaketh. Who's speaking? The Son of God himself is speaking by way of the Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost is in the earth doing his work now, and you see to it, don't refuse him. Don't turn him down. If you come up to a hard place, submit it to God. Turn it loose and let it go. Because you can't fix it anyhow. And you go to bed worried, and you'll wallow and you roll around and you would have done one thing through the night when you wake up the next morning, lost your sleep. That's all you worked up. But give it to God. He
yes,
is the
amen.
He's the master. I don't know what to call that, but anywhere in a machine shop, our automobile place, they call it the master mechanic. Means he knows what he's doing. He's one of the tops. See to it that you know I got a book, a dictionary. It's at Winston, W.C. Winston, whatever it is. And I was running, looking in there for some words, and Mount Zion. In that dictionary, the first one I've ever seen like that in my lifetime, anywhere, it said the Church of God. Never seen that in a dictionary. But it's got it in plain literary, Mount Zion, the Church of God. That it? That's it.
Amen.
Mount Zion. And she lives above on the bright hills of glory and reigns over sin all the time. Don't refuse. There is things we'll come to sometime that might seem a little hard, difficult,
the sister said here, or somebody else, Sister Boston, Jesus knew he was going to have to drink that cup, and it was death in that cup.
Yeah.
Not my will, but thine be done.
Amen.
We'll come to those places. We'll come to Red Seas and all those different places.
Yeah.
But God is able to make a way where there is no way. And humility will do it every time.
Amen.
If we can just humble ourselves and turn and lose our... You know, you can be right, and you fool around and get so right. So right can make you go wrong. I'm so right, and I know it, and I'm not going to yield, budge one inch. And you can go wrong in being so right. Turn it loose. If you are right, it'll find a work out that you are right. All right. God bless us. Stay together, pray together, live together, love one another, and get off of that where he gets on my nerves or she gets on my nerves. Or he is too fast or she's too slow or she this, that, and the other. You know, when Adam, Job said, not to hide my sin like Adam did, I believe that's what he read. Adam, when he got caught up in all what he done messed up, that woman you give me. It's so easy to lay problems on the other fellow. Yeah, he done it. If it hadn't been for him, I wouldn't have done this. Or hadn't been for Hush, I wouldn't have did what I did. You reckon there'll hold up there when you get up there before the judgment of God, cry for Christ? No, you won't know a thing about Brother Archer and myself and Brother E. Sister. You ain't going to know a thing. You're going to be interested in one being. That's me or you, whoever it is. All right, let's see. Power in the blood, all else will fail. Zion, we've come to Zion. Timothy 3:15, who had that? Yes, ma'am.
But if I tarry long, that thou mayest know how thou oughtest to behave thyself in the house of God,
mm-hmm.
which is the church of the living God, the pillar and ground of the truth.
Praise the Lord. If I tarry long. The children of Israel, when Moses went up on that mount that time, they got it uneasy, that lustful mind messed around, and they got themselves in trouble.
Yeah.
He went up there and didn't come back. He stayed too long. But here said, if I tarry long, thou mayest know how thou oughtest to behave, thou art to conduct yourself in the house of God among the saints of God. O soul, be afraid. Act like you ought to act.
Yeah.
And quit trying to put on a show, just show. And behave thyself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and ground of truth. Pillar and ground of truth. That's P-I-L-L-E-R. I'd like to be a pillar, P-I-L-L-O-W. He ain't talking about that. Not about that at all. It's a pillar in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and ground of truth. All right. There was a scripture. I missed that somehow or another, I think. Over there after the flood, those people said, let us make us or build us a tower. And they were coming along pretty good, I guess. And the Lord had to come down and confuse that lady because he said, where is that found? 12th chapter of Genesis. What verse? 7th verse, read it. See, these people are one, or agreed one, or something like that.
And the Lord, 11th chapter of Genesis, in the 6th verse. And the Lord said, behold, the people is one, and they have all one language. And this they began to do. And now nothing will be restrained from them, which they have imagined to do.
Yes,
go to, let us go down, and there confound their language, that they may not understand one another's speech. So the Lord scattered them abroad from thence upon the face of the
earth. That's one. I want that thought there. Read that over again, boy. It said they are one mind, or one speech. What it is, right?
The Lord said, behold, the people is one.
They are one.
And they have all one language.
They have all one language.
And this they began to do.
This they began to do.
And now nothing will be restrained,
nothing will be restrained from them.
Which they have imagined.
There is power in one and in unity. That is power.
Yes.
He said, these people are all of one mind. They're speaking the same language. And nothing will be, in other words, nothing will be out of their reach. They're going to do what they started out. We know they'll never build a tower to heaven. But they had in their mind, and they were on their way, because they had a bunch that was backing. They were all together. All right. May the Lord help us out. Give us some insight on being one. Being the body of Christ, said, but about so many members, different bunch of members, but that's one body. And you have need of the arm and have need of the foot. And so you can't say to this one, I don't need you. You can't do it because that's a part of the body. And Paul said in Ephesians 5:32, I think it is, he said, this is a great mystery. But I speak concerning Christ and the church. Great mystery. People don't, some of them don't know nothing about being one in spirit, one in doctrine, one in faith. We had a place right down below us there, just almost in whistling distance. One of the deacons held the other deacon while the preacher cut him. Right down below us there. And they're still together. You know, they had that fight and finally got it all patched up, and they're still together. You're not a saint of God, go out here on any street in town and mess up. See what happens. His character will be destroyed, and it, all over town, it'll be sanctified for it. I know it wasn't nothing to him. Don't do nothing that you wouldn't want to be doing when Jesus comes. Don't say nothing you'd want to be saying if Jesus walked up. All right. They are one. And he said they are all of one language. Somebody read here tonight that 1:10 Corinthians, they all speak the same thing. Be of one mind. Stay together. Regard each other. Don't take over or undue liberty and do something to your brother or sister, one that wouldn't lack for them to do to you. That's a good saying. As you would that men would do unto you, do ye also likewise unto them. Have any man ever cut his own hand off? Not if he's got good sense. No saint won't do it. These other fellows, I started to cut my thing off one time to keep from going to the army. I looked at that finger. I was running the gasoline machine, had a sharp blade on it, just like lightning. I said, if I cut that trigger thing off of it, I won't have to go down. And you know what? Something said to me just as curse of you, and you're liable to bleed to death down here by yourself. I still got that thing. It hurt sometimes, but I still got it. And I didn't have to go down either. But strange thing will come across your mind, but God always, some way, somehow, he'll help us out. He saw when I'd get saved sometime. Big fool, going to stick my finger in that machine and cut it off and to keep from going to the army. But I didn't cut it off and I didn't have to go. My God stepped in, took over. I was inducted and said, you be here at a certain set of time, and I ain't heard from them people since. That was in 1944, 46, somewhere along there. All right, because God will make a way somehow. He makes ways where there's no way. It looks like it's just utterly impossible. But when the Lord, you get his attention, you live in his favor, you please God, and you come to the place where there's trouble or problem, he will come in and take over the job and do it for you. All right. What else we have here? All right, we're going to skip some. We're going to have to come to a place where cut off some of it. Acts 5:13 and 13 and 29. Not read through with this. Get those to 5:13 and 29. And Ephesians 3:14 and 15. And
Habakkuk 1 and 4. For the last, 1 Peter 1 and 22. We'll go through this. We won't have time to just break it down. But the scripture says, you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you.
Yes.
That's good. That's affirmative. That's sure. And I got a little note here from Sister Carlin gave me about this. He said, O fire of God, begin in me. Burn out the dross of self and sin. Burn off my fetters, set me free.
Yes.
And make my heart a heaven within.
Yes.
Burn out, O fire of God, till all my dross is burned away. Burn out, burn out. Prepare me for that testing day. The testing day is coming.
Yes.
And it's close at hand than we think in some cases. All right, let's read this one here and get on, move on with it. 5:13 Acts.
And of the rest, durst no man join himself to them, but the people magnified him.
All right. This is when the Holy Ghost had made his descent in the earth and the church was set in motion. Coming on down here, and they were threatening the disciples, I think. May have beat them up a time or two. And let's see, what verse was that you read now?
Acts 5 and
13. Acts 5 and 13. Oh, yes, all right. And they, yes, it wrought some signs and wonders there, different things. And I believe the man who was on Solomon's porch might have been along here somewhere. He'd gotten healed. And he said, the rest durst no man. In other words, they had to stand back and admit that here is something, it's of God, and we can't overthrow it, and we don't have it. See, Ananias joined themselves and lost their life. Here said, no man does not just. Don't stick your head, don't fool around with them, folks, you'll get killed. Durst no man join himself to them, but the people magnified and stood off and had to admit that's something that we don't have. Tonight, we've got something that religionists don't have. Tonight. And may God bless you and I, we'll so live. There was another verse that was at 20, what, 29? Ought means I'm duty bound. Peter said again, how can we do with what we've seen and heard or something like that? And must we obey God or you? You be the judge. And he said we ought to. Ought to means duty bound to do it. And the Lord said right across that 20th verse, he said, go stand and speak in the temple to the people all the words of this life. We've got something to tell children. Don't be quiet with it. Don't hold it down and muffle it down. Go tell the world that Jesus has risen. We've got something to tell. Great demonstrators. All right. 3 Ephesians
14:15.
Amen. That's good enough. Don't faint, not at my tribulations, for you. You know, Paul, let's see, one place we get, can't get my mind is what it was, but he showed that if the saints, our duty is to come into the chapel, and when the minister is ministering to the saints, you get loaded up right there and go out and tell it. That's your job, my job. But we come in here and expect the preacher to do all the preaching. Sometimes you have to pray. And sometimes just one certain one pray and the same one pray the next time. And the next time on and on. Where's the workers? I believe they tell me in a beehive If you don't work in there, they eat you up. Got to do something, Brother Cox. You know, they're busy, and they got a place up at Sandusky. It's a beehive in all of its glass. There's a pipe, a glass pipe, by along here that door. They come in the end of that pipe and work their way down through it and get in that hive, and you can see them working. Everything glass. And there's no lazy bees around. They all of them busy. Look out now. For this cause, I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named. Church of God. Where'd you get your name from? Got it out of the Bible. That's the only one we see in there is the Church of God. If there's any more in there, I haven't seen it. I'll take it back if you show me some more in there, but that's the only one. And I believe I heard King Solomon say, she's the only one of a mother. No sisters, no brothers. No stepson, no stepchildren in this. Royal family. Household of faith. Let's see, I was one more. What was? Oh, yes. Read that 122, and I'll tell you what I'm going to call it. We was in a place, in a big place in the meeting one time. A lot of people. Brother Archie might have been there, I'm not sure, but he might not. But they wanted to know, how can you black folks and you white folks get along so well together? Go ahead and read that, Peter. Go ahead, Peter 1:22.
Seeing you have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit unto unfeigned love of the brethren, see that you love one another with a pure heart fervently.
Amen. That's good enough. The answer was, they asked, how do you black folks and you white folks get along so well? Brother Hargreaves said, we've all been purified. There's not a saint of God you see chasing after another man's wife or another woman's husband. Not a one. Why? Because they've been purified. That carnal nature has been burnt out of there, and they don't run after the things of the flesh anymore. All right. For conclusion, somebody get Psalms 87, 5 and 6 and read there. We're going to stop right here. Psalms 87, 5 and 6. Whoever get it, read it. And of Zion, Mount Zion, the church of the living God, it shall be said about her.
This and that man was born in her.
This man was born in Zion. That one was born in Zion.
And the highest himself shall establish her.
Yes.
And the Lord shall count when he writeth of the people that this man was born there.
That's far enough. All right, this little illustration here, it's kind of crude. But there was a saint sister one time, had a rabbit and a cat and a dog. And they were all born in that little house. Had a yard around, had a big yard fence around it. They ran around there and played with one another. Just, and you know, a rabbit will eat up a dog, or a cat will eat up a rabbit, and a dog will eat up a rabbit, and he'll kill the cat. Known enemies, all three of them. But he said all three of them should wonder why they were out there playing a rabbit, a cat, and a dog. He said they all were born in that little house back there. All of them. You get the picture?
Yeah.
This and that man. Now, God help us. Don't let the rabbit and the cat and the dog beat us. May the Lord help us. Because we have been born of the same Spirit, washed in the blood, saved the same way, sanctified, blessed with the goodness of God, and know about these different things and can tell some good things. And here we are. Beat the rabbit, the cat, and the dog. Don't let him beat you.
because they got along. The all three of them were born in her. This man and that man was born in her. And the Lord shall count when he rideth up to Peter. Pray for us.